Dallas, and also, of course, the Warriors have started their Western Conference Final Series, and it's a terrific betting match as well. You've got the favourites, of course, playing at home, the Warriors. They're $1.44, Dallas at $2.90. They might represent the value there in Game 1, Dallas. They've just started that match, so you can bet live with the tab. But some big news in harness racing yesterday with our biggest race. It's still the biggest race for mine, the Inter Dominion, with Harness Racing Victoria announcing an increase in prize money to the Trotters Inter Dominion final. It's up $100,000 on last year when it was held in Sydney. It's now worth $250,000. And Dale Brown, the CEO of HRV, joins us now here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Dale. That is exciting news for especially the trotting gate here in Victoria.
Yeah, it is exciting news, Gareth, and good morning to you and your listeners. It's been a real focus of Harness Racing Victoria as part of their strategy to really concentrate on this growing part of our industry, which is the trotter and the herd population. It's growing. The real observable view of the trotter in Victoria is really important, that it's becoming a real stable part of our racing program. And you've just got to look at the Great Southern Star back to its original format and the exciting way the trotters compete through the heats into the finals. And in the last 6 months, the back end of last year in December, we put just over $100,000 into the Trotters Cups around Victoria to lift the baseline prize money up, so that the disparity between the Pacers and the Trotters would close. And we've also added to that feature program the Aurora Australis, which from our perspective was enabled to put $50,000 into the winner of the series, which starts with the Mary Mile in January, then concludes with the Australian Trotting Grand Prix at the end of February. So it's been a real deliberate strategy, and to then take the next step is to really look at the Inter Dominion and to lift the grand final off the Trotters to $250,000 is another important step in that direction with the Trotters in Victoria.
Do you find that the trotting gate is quickly catching up to the Pacers, especially from a punter's confidence level betting on the product?
Yeah, I think it has, and you can look the way the trotters have improved in the last 20 to 30 years. I mean, the breed, as it's evolved, and especially since I was involved in harness racing back in the mid-90s to the early 2000s to now, it's extraordinary. And the trotters now are far more, their gates far more bomb-proof early on. And, the juveniles learn their craft as they come through the ranks. But the way the trotters now have developed is extraordinary. And they're an exciting betting proposition. And there's nothing better than seeing great square gaiters in full flight. And you've only got to see what's happened to the Great Southern Star in the heat last year, where Tornado Valley broke the track record and then won the final. That was a great night. It had great environment around it. It was great news stories surrounding the event. This is all part of developing the trotters here in Victoria to the next level.
Gareth Hall with you, the CEO of Harness Racing Victoria. Dale Brown is joining me after HRV announced that the Inter Dominion Trotters Final later on this year will be worth $250,000. That's an increase of $100,000. Since the Inter Dominion Trotters Series were back in action there last year when Sydney and Harness Racing New South Wales hosted the event. It's exciting, Dale, for the trotters to have the race worth $250,000. Were you thinking about an increase for the Pacers at $500,000, or you think that prize money at the moment is okay for the race?
I think the difference is okay at the moment, Gareth. We certainly want to put more prize money in going forward. That's something we can look at. The Inter Dominion's part of the Harness Racing Australia, and there's an agreement between co-hosts around Australia, and we want to look at the prize money going forward. And there will certainly be discussions post the Inter Dominion this year, and as the environment continues to improve, it's certainly we want to try and look at our premium events and look at prize money in those events and review the prize money levels. As I was talking to you before, I thought I'd dropped out, so apologies to your listeners. I'm talking about Aurora Australis, which is a really important part of our international strategy back through into Scandinavia and the European countries for the trotter, as we've put together that series of eight races, and we've added into that series a winner will get a $50,000 bonus of the point system for the eight races, and we're probably going to look to extend that to the second and third place people who are positioned in that point series. So things we're doing around the trotter more generally, we're really keen to keep developing that, and we certainly want to connect back through internationally, back through to Scandinavia to get that opportunity to even get an international horse to compete here at some point in the future.
Do we make much money from a revenue point of view having our product improve here in Australia for the Europe punters to punt on our races here in Victoria?
This has been one thing that I've been on since I started. The opportunity internationally is, from my view, we've barely scratched the surface. At the moment, we're looking at our media rights strategy, and one very, very clear part of that is our international opportunity to get our product into international spaces. And that's the reason why we're developing Trot's Vision as well, because we see that opportunity to develop a package into different jurisdictions around the world where people can learn about the product here, the racing here, the individuals, the participants, showcase them, get that into different jurisdictions along with the footage of the race. This is clearly part of our strategy to derive new income streams from around the world. And it'll be something that we're going to be very aggressive at in the next couple of years. As you are well aware, the market in the US is changing. Fixed odds, there's new odds. An opportunity to get back and reconnect through to France, right through to the Scandinavian countries to get our product in there, along with that engagement piece around Trot's Vision.
We might just, we got most of that, Dale, but we might just fix up your light. It's just breaking up a little bit. We've got to go to Rob. Dale Brown, the CEO of Harness Racing Victoria, is with me here on RSN Central. Just, Dale, with the new slot race, the Eureka, it's in Sydney for 3 years. Were Victoria looking to host the slot race and share it with New South Wales, or were we never really in the hunt to have this race here in Victoria?
Yeah, look, we'll be looking to host the race at some point. We're in negotiation with HRA, and the current agreements to sort of look at getting the race here at some point in time. Gareth, it's important that we get it here. It's important that the country, you know, more generally gets to see it. I think it's a national race for harness racing to really showcase the best horses and really drive that relevance point. And I think the opportunity for it to be in different states is critical.
And there's been a lot of debate regarding the stallion levy to help fund this new race, the new slot race called the Eureka. Your thoughts on all of that, Dale?
Well, look, HRA have worked through this. They're at the moment negotiating and talking through the concept with the breeders around Australia. They're working through that with them. It was a HRA executive decision. We in Victoria would like, as I said before, would like to see the race here. It's really important that we get a showcase status race, and if we can get that, that'll be great, and have an opportunity to hold the race here. But from a perspective around the levy, that's a matter for the HRA executive, and they'll do all the work on that in relation to advising the breeders and how that will work and how it'll be applied.
When you eventually leave your post as the CEO of HRV, let's hope that's for another couple of decades, Dale, but I think one of your greatest legacies might just be these training complexes that you've been able to establish, Charlton, Cranbourne, and now it's Shepparton. That's exciting. And talking to Stephen Bell and in the gig there last night on Sky Racing, it's just a perfect opportunity, and this is just my opinion, for a young trainer or a trainer that can't afford a property to go and train at Shepparton with some terrific facilities.
Oh, look at this, Gareth. It's the way of the future. As we all know, the history of our sport, you know, people had big properties in the outer extremities of Melbourne where they had their own training facility, stables. All that dynamic's changing, so it's really important to drop the barriers to participation to provide these training centres. Charlton's a great example of its success. They're full now. Their centre's full up there. Yeah. They're now underpinning the fields at Swan Hill, Mildura and all the surrounding areas. So you've got all these new trainers in that jurisdiction, if I can put it that way, up there, actually infusing their horses into the fields, which is great for us, great for the sport, great for turnover. I'm not sure how much you missed earlier. I'm sorry I was in a bad position.
That's all right, Dale. Baron Gareth Hall with you on RSN Central. Dale Brown just announcing, of course, yesterday HRV, but just talking about how the Inter-Dominion for the Trotters is now worth $250,000, which is an increase of $100,000 from last year when the race was conducted in Sydney. We're just having a chat about the new training complexes or the new training complex at Shepparton, Dale, and it's exciting for the industry.
Look, it is, Gareth. It's really exciting. As I said earlier, it just gives the opportunity to young people to get into the industry on a low-cost basis where they don't have to try and find a property, build all the infrastructure. So it's important that the strategy for harness racing in this state going forward is that we establish these training centres across the state. We're actually working through a business case at the moment to identify other critical areas where we think there's an opportunity to develop these centres. So you'll see that come to fruition in the coming months as we look to identify specific areas where we think we can attract people, provide growth to that region. And these, as I said earlier, underpin race fields, underpin participation. So it's really, really important that we develop this strategy going forward.
And Dale, there's a few SMSs coming through. Will there be a training complex similar to what we see at Shepparton and Charlton around the Melton area?
Yeah, look, that is a clear focus of ours. We're just working through that at the moment. As you know, and you've probably discussed previously, there's a lot of land at Melton. We're working through with government at the moment. There's policies we have to navigate that came in 2019. We're working through that. And part of that strategy, we'll be looking at what is the optimum site around or near Melton that will be ideal for a training centre.
With that land, does that secure a healthy future anyway for the sport for the next 20 or 30 years with the value of that land? Is that how it works, Dale?
Yeah, it does. It does, Gareth. It's critical that we work with government to obtain the land so we can monetise that for the sport. It's crucial for us. It'll underpin the sport for a very long time if we can go through all the right channels from a policy perspective and ultimately obtain control so we can monetise and use the funds for the industry going forward. It is a critical piece for us of the puzzle to underpin harness racing and its success in this state going forward.
When we're coming towards the end of the financial year, how's Harness Racing Victoria travelling at the moment? Turnover, is that still healthy after we had that really good period throughout COVID? And is the sport in a good place in your eyes, Dale?
Yeah. Look, as you know, Gareth, we came off a really, really tough past, era from 2018-19, where we were struggling. We've had that uplift, and it's interesting looking at the numbers now. Now we're getting into a normalised environment. We're actually probably levelling out, but we haven't dropped off like we thought we might. We've softened a little, but some days are strong. It's interesting. We seem like we've kept that new punter, that new person engaged, which is a great news for us. We've just got to keep working to ensure that we keep growing this sport the right way and attract people to the sport and engage them in different ways. So that's a real focus of ours going forward. But it's pleasing to see that the numbers certainly haven't fallen away, and we've kept a lot of those new punters, which is great.
Okay, and the last one before we let you go, prize money increases. Will we see another increase to some of the lesser races?
We're working through that all the time, Gareth. We're actually at the moment just examining what the environment looks like when coming out of COVID. So when everything normalises, sport and everyone else goes back to their lives normally, what does it look like for HRV? We've always said anything we do, we want to be able to replicate year on year. So anything we do going forward, we'll ensure that we replicate it, we're able to replicate it year on year. And once we get the decision on the land and get relief, hopefully, we're pretty confident we will, from the withholding policies that government have in place, then we can look at a lot of things we'll be able to invest in around the sport, and we'll continue to do that examination, as I said, as we get into this normalised environment. So anything we do, as I've said before, we'll do it on the basis that we can replicate it year on year. But we'll work through that in the coming months.
Always a pleasure catching up with you, Dale. We appreciate your time as always. Thanks for that. Well done with the increase to the great race, the Trotters Inter-Dominion next year.
Thanks, Gareth.